This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right-hand dribble. Curry goes all the way around to Ariza. An easy layup for Steph Curry. Got right to the rim.
James Harden was invisible defensively.
I've never heard the analyst for the Warriors Radio Network. You got a softer voice than the play-by-play guy.
Yeah. It's a bit to a Curry on that thing.
Right-hand dribble. Curry goes all the way around to Ariza. An easy layup for Steph Curry. Got right to the rim.
James Harden was invisible defensively.
These two guys.
Who is that?
I never heard two voices on the same broadcast like that. Of course, probably better though than the guy who apparently wants to assassinate me because of my voice. That played out late last week. I just hate Sean Tree because of his voice.
His voice is so annoying.
His voice is so terrible. Warriors Radio with the call. Golden State goes into the armpit and wins game one, 119-106. Roy, were they asking Rockets fans, imploring Rockets fans to make sure they got to the game early yesterday to actually show up?
That was the report from our buddies down at 610 in Houston saying that season ticket holders and ticket holders for the game were being contacted early by the Houston organization to implore them to be on time for tip. Ooh. And about 20 minutes before tip off, they were not looking like they were going to get there.
Okay.
It was about a third of the stadium being full.
Nice job.
But credit to the Houstonians. By the time they were at tip-off and about 5 minutes in, it was as loud and crazy as it could have been.
So this was a really, really fun beginning. Draymond Green going to the throat of James Harden. He's acting like a lunatic. I texted Bassick. I said, do not ever, ever talk to me about Draymond Green being a great player ever again. And he's top 25. He can never be the number one or number two. He's their trash man. He's their trash man. Mm-hmm. He does all the stuff that none of the other guys really want to do. He can't shoot. He cannot score. He still ended up with 5, 9, and 9, two blocks. He should have been tossed from that game. The referees didn't have the balls to give him the second technical and eject him. But Draymond Green to James Harden for no reason.
I just can't remember a guy getting a rebound and then, while you're in the process of getting the rebound, just put your elbow in their neck and then push you immediately after.
Yeah.
Like, I just haven't seen that often.
So the first half lived up to the hype. It was 56-56, and Golden State they started pulling away in the third. They were up 7 after 3, and then the Rockets just wore down. Too much isolation basketball. 119-106, Golden State wins. And after the game, Charles Barkley said, the series is not just over. I mean, it's really over.
Anybody who thinks the Rockets going to win a game or win this series is an idiot.
You're declaring this a sweep
this
after
is
one game?
Over, Ernie.
There's no way you're going to beat the mighty Golden State Warriors. One or two guys taking ownership.
No, you can't earn it. Listen. You just see this game.
Go Cougs,
the Rockets can't beat them. Like I said, I picked the Warriors in 5. I want to say I'm taking the Warriors in 3.
Sweep?
3.
Come on. This is not going to be a sweep.
Well, no, it's not going to be a sweep. Houston will get a game. They'll get the next game. And then they could very well.
But nobody would have even picked the Warriors in 5.
No. I still think it'll be 6. I mean, they'll win. Like I said, the Rockets will win the next game. And then they'll probably win game 5 back at home. And then the Warriors win game 6.
What surprised you about this game? We knew that the Rockets went ISO, but that really turned off Shaq and Barkley. They're like, you have to get the other guys involved. Finally, Barkley has found a team who plays a style that he hates more than the Warriors. Mm-hmm. He always said a jump shooting team could not win the championship. By the way, Jason Witten in his Adam Schefter interview yesterday referenced Barkley. He's like, I love the TNT show. I love how those guys go back and forth. But Kevin Durant was in the zone. Nobody showed up for the Rockets outside of James Harden. Chris Paul, that's a padded A-Rod-esque 23 points. He didn't do anything in this game. He was actually on the bench with 5 minutes left. and the Rockets down 10. But style-wise, it's just so much easier for Golden State to score. They're better defensively than the Rockets. They don't have to rely on one guy dropping 40 points like Houston has to get from Harden, and that's why the Warriors are going
to
win this thing.
Look, it's easier to watch Golden State, too. Like, Houston's, I know they score a ton of points, and they got James Harden who can go off. That is not an easy team to watch sometimes. It is so one-on-one type basketball. And I know people get bored with, like, Boston team ball. But at least it's an easier brand of basketball. It's well, actually no pure.
No one gets bored with the style. We get bored with the lack of names. You know, the best basketball I've ever seen in my life was the San Antonio Spurs against Miami, where they made a YouTube video of the passing and the beauty of it.
Right, and they even used guys like Boris Diaw on that team, who's not a real big name or a name at all, but it worked out well, and they still had names on that team. Like
the Warriors play, quote-unquote, the right way.
Yeah,
they want three passes a possession. They consider that a successful possession.
Yeah, I mean, and you know the Rockets and a lot of teams, for that matter, in just today's game, the way it is, it's you get the ball in the hands of your big dog, and if he's got an open shot, he takes it, and if not, he finds somebody. And that is when the rest of the guys aren't shooting and they're not hitting their shots, that becomes really bad basketball.
Yeah, but the first half lived up to it.
Yep.
I think the Rockets are in a little bit of trouble, and Golden State had that extra focus and edge because they started off on the road. And Shaq's like, championship teams, big dogs, they don't care about starting on the road.
And they'll win game one. Yeah, they'll win game one, too. You know, these championship teams. They'll go on the road, they'll start game one, and they'll win game one on the road. I would not hate if this series, you know, we said yesterday, if it was a bunch of 10-point series that, you know, games that go seven, it'd be a disappointment. But even though this game was a 13-point
final,
yeah, it was not a blowout.
No.
Like, it was tied at halftime. And
7-point game after three.
Yeah. And, you know, the Rockets went a little run, and then Golden State answered.
Yeah. All right, so tonight is not only the Mavs draft lottery, it's game two between the Cavs and the Celtics. I'm just curious who Vegas, and soon to be Texas.
Yeah, yes.
Hopefully. Who does Texas and Vegas have favor in this one?
They have Boston by one.
Ooh. You got to bet on that.
Bet who?
Cleveland.
Oh, okay.
You think?
Okay.
I
don't think the refs are going to allow Boston to win.
If you still think the Cavs are going to win the series, which you do, then I think that's a great bet.
Yeah, I mean, you're
basically. Did you bet last night?
No, I did not.
It was like 1.5, I think.
Yeah, I did not. I should have. I figured Golden State, but I did not bet. I have not bet this postseason in the NBA.
Okay.
And the NBA postseason is usually fairly easy to bet. I'm just not in the. I'm.
What do you say? What are you waiting for? Oh, you're in tax problems. You got tax problems.
I got tax problems. I got to save this money. I got tax issues.
All right. So game two, Cavs versus Celtics. But let's focus on our main concern in the Metroplex, and that is going to be the draft lottery. The Mavs odds, nice job by Josh Clark on our web team of putting up everything you need to know for tonight. First thing, the draft lottery is at 6:30. The Mavs have a 13.8% chance of getting the number one pick. 13.8. Phoenix is the favorite for the number one pick. Then Memphis. And then we're sitting there where we should be getting the number three spot. We should be getting the third pick, according to the odds. We have a 42.6% chance of landing in the top three, and we have a 95% chance of landing a top five pick. We cannot finish worse than six. We cannot finish worse than six. 95% chance of a top five, and we should be getting the number three by the numbers.
Yeah.
But the most fun thing to pay attention to, they'll go to a commercial break. I don't know why I like the lottery so much. It's so hyped up for nothing, but Michael Finley will be representing the Mavs, so they'll do all the bottom feeders, and then they'll take the commercial break. And the Mavs will be part of that suspense on the other side, where they go 3-2-1. So we hopefully...
Unless they're already out of it.
Yeah, unless
they're number five.
Yeah, hopefully we're a part of that tease through the commercial break to find out on the other side.
If they are at number three, they'll have their choice of whoever's left over between Bagley and Doncic.
What do you feel great about with the lowest they can be? Like, if the Mavs get the blank pick, they're still good to go.
Three. If they get four or five, you're looking at Jaren Jackson or Michael Porter. And Porter played, what, all of...
What about Bamba?
40 minutes.
Are you out on Bamba?
These draft projections have him going as low as like 8 or 9. A lot of them do.
Okay.
I'm not out on him, but I don't know that he's going to go that high. But it wouldn't stun me, but I'm just a lot of the projections show that the top five pretty much being, you know, Ayton, Doncic, Bagley, Jackson, and Porter as your top five.
Nick Nepik has been turning into the Kavanaugh KT of this station when it comes to draft analysis. And Nick, on May 3rd, earlier this month, said, my wish list for the Mavs ranked. Ayton, Doncic, is it Doncic? Doncic?
I've heard Doncic.
Doncic.
And Doncic.
Doncic. That's the one I've heard the most. So Ayton 1, Doncic 2, Bamba 3, Bagley number 4, Jaren Jackson 5 from Nick Nepik, who was on with Ben and Skin yesterday.
If Mo Bamba goes ahead of Marvin Bagley, then the GM that picks him has to have, he needs to, like, they need to arrest him. Okay, they need to arrest him for one. That's malpractice. That's malpractice right there.
All right, so there it is, 6:30 tonight, NBA Draft Lottery with your Mavs. All right, gambling update. Yesterday, the breaking news, of course, that all states will be allowed, if they want, to allow you to bet on sports games.
Mm-hmm.
Fallout. You want to go Texas or do you want to go league reaction?
Oh, man, the league reaction gets me so hacked off.
Okay, well, let's do that in the top seven then and get to the Texas impact, where you said you spoke to someone yesterday who thinks that we're going to be late to the party?
A little late to the party. There's a couple of states that he believes, he's a handicapper, he believes they're going to be a little bit late to the party. So Utah, never getting it. Okay, just stop right. They're never getting it. That's just the way it's going to be.
Sports betting and regular Coke. Yeah. Out for the Mormons.
So, but the other situation is, when will...
I think it's regular Coke. Didn't you date a Mormon?
I did. It's caffeine.
It's caffeine.
Caffeine.
Okay, my bad.
Caffeine. So, if you were to look at it, the other states, Texas is one of them, and there's a there's a pretty good site out there that's got a breakdown of all the states and where they are. And there's a handful of states. They're looking at about 32 states that are going to be, you know, ready to go in 5 years. But
5 years?
5 years, where they'll have all the infrastructure and ready. Like, New Jersey's going to be ready to go. They said they hope to be ready to go by the finals, by the NBA finals.
Yeah, Delaware's like
right
on
there.
The doors. Connecticut, Delaware, Mississippi, Pennsylvania, West Virginia have been kind of...
Yeah, they've been close on it, too.
Making the inroads.
But he says Texas will agree to it, but it's going to be a couple of years down the road. They'll be one of the last states, he believes, along with Florida, who will take and will allow sports wagering, and obviously Utah will not be a part of that. But New Jersey estimates $8 billion a year coming into their state.
Ooh.
We have more than double the population of New Jersey, so imagine what that could be.
Mark Cuban says the value of sports teams will double, and he had to take a shot at America's pastime. I mean, look, it could finally become fun to go to a baseball game again. He said that to CNBC. Yeah. Cubes.
I saw that. I got some. I won't say it. There's something I can easily throw in there. I ain't gonna do it.
We'll say it later.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.